We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
What's driving the conversation in California today? Every weekday at this time, we explore a topic that's making news in our state. This is the State of California.
And good afternoon. I'm Doug Sovereign, KCBS political reporter and host of The State of California, along with Patty Rising and Jeff Bell.
California has once again shattered its record for campaign spending on state ballot measures with over $600 million raised so far.
Three initiatives in particular are driving the money race, but the spending is huge across the board.
Yeah, we've told this story often in years past, new records set every 2 or 4 years, but this year the spending is really going through the roof. And to dig a little deeper into how much money we're talking about and where it is coming from, we're joined today on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Marva Diaz. She's an economist by training who worked in politics for many years and is editor of the California Target Book, the nonpartisan compendium of all sorts of data on California campaigns and elections. Thanks for being with us this afternoon, and let's start with the big picture. How much money have these various ballot measure committees raised so far in the 2020 cycle, and how does that compare to years past?
Hi, so good to be here. Thanks for having me. You know, it's been just awesome to watch how many dollars are pulling into these ballot measure committees this year. $660 million as of this morning has been raised by various ballot proposition committees. And the last time the last record was in 2016, where they had just under $500 million. So it's really gone through the roof.
That is a staggering number. How is the money being distributed between those measures? Are just a few of them collecting most of it?
Great question. Yeah. You know, the top three are just the real spenders. So Prop 22, which everyone knows as the gig workers proposition, has brought in over $200 million. Prop 23, which is the kidney dialysis measure, that has over $100 million. And a close third is Prop 15, which is split roll relating to taxes, and relating to Prop 13, which is a very hot issue, has over $100 million as well. Another one that's just behind that is Proposition 21 on rent control. So these are issues that are not easy issues for voters to understand, and it's definitely something where the dollar is being battled in front of voters and make sure that they have the voter support on the election day.
I've got a why question. Why this meteoric rise in spending? I mean, what's driving this?
You know, there's a lot of difficulties these days in being able to talk to voters. You know, social distancing puts a damper on walking precincts, for example. And then also there's a lot less people watching television commercials. You know, there's so many other ways to watch your favorite shows. So the spending really goes to different avenues. I'm seeing a lot of text messages. I'm seeing a lot of robocalls, a lot of, you know, unusual ways, and getting in front of the voters is getting more and more difficult. And of course, there are still TV ads, and the biggest driver always is the mailers. So I'm assuming it's not just me, but everyone has a full mailbox every day hearing from all these various campaigns.
Yeah, my recycling bin is full of these things that I don't even read. And I'm in this business. I don't even look at them most of the time. So I wanted to ask a little more about that. You touched on it there that, you know, fewer people watch TV commercials. They don't watch over-the-air TV. So does this other stuff, digital ads, online ads, texting, does that cost more money than all those TV ads?
You know, it's not that it costs more money, but you have to keep it current. So what you're seeing is a lot of these campaigns may have these short videos. They're buying ads where a voter can see it, you know, a few times, and it may be something where it's the equivalent to a 15-second ad, but they have more versions of it. So that might drive up the cost. But, you know, getting in front of the right voters and being able to target your message to who you want, that does cost a little bit of money. So it's definitely worthwhile, and it's expensive.
For all the dollars being spent, is there actual evidence that this money pays off?
I think it's a little bit important to look to see how it's being distributed within each of the campaigns. So, for example, I think the top money is all going into Prop 22. Most of that is for the yes side. And so we really won't know if it pays off until we see the results on Election Day. In other examples, say for Prop 15, it's pretty even, yes and no sides spending and raising dollars equally. So it's not quite clear if it's going to pay off. I think the big tester will be Prop 22, and just because the disproportionate spending and is just so slanted to the yes side.
When you look back in years past, can you look at the ratio of spending to results and say, yeah, you got to outspend them by twice as much in order to get results?
It's not quite that cut and dry, but yes, typically if you have more money, you're able to talk to voters more, and therefore it becomes a natural reaction for a voter to look at a ballot measure when they're voting and say, oh, I remember seeing something about this, and I'm going to vote this way. Dollars matter. Educating voters absolutely matters. And when you're fighting with all the other measures on the ballot and trying to educate people, it really is expensive. And I think it normally pays off.
You know, you mentioned that in the case of Prop 22, overwhelmingly, most of that money is coming from Uber and Lyft and DoorDash and companies like that. But in a bigger picture, where's all this money come from? Does it mostly come from big companies and political action committees, or do regular old voters chip in for these campaigns?
You know, there's always some voter activism, and voters do participate on the local level. But the big dollars come from, you know, businesses and labor unions in particular, and the parties. The Democratic Party spends quite a bit of money promoting the issues that they've endorsed, as does the Republican Party. I think most of the dollars that we're looking at here come from the usual suspects. The members of the business community as well as the labor unions are the most significant spenders here.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Marva Diaz. It's always fascinating. Editor of the California Target Book. And just think about this. If they've spent, in the end, maybe $200 million to try to pass Prop 22 and they end up getting, say, 5 million votes, 6 million votes, they're going to end up spending something like $40 a vote. I mean, we'll see what that number works out to in the end, but it's pretty extraordinary. You can hear The State of California every weekday at 3:30 p.m., also available at kcbsradio.com and wherever you get your podcasts. A reminder, we will carry the final presidential debate live right here on KCBS starting at 6 o'clock on Thursday. You can find me on Twitter at Sovereign Nation. I'm Doug Sovereign. KCBS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.